Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a big counteroffensive against the globalists. We're going to be launching here in about T-minus 8 minutes, trying to get Obama impeached. The article will be up in about 30 minutes at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo, breaking down the admitted high crimes and misdemeanors. And then we'll add a video that we're going to premiere here to YouTube after we premiere it here on the radio / TV, blasting out here today. And again, I rant and rave and get angry because I'm sick of this. I mean, I am tired of every 2 or 3 days seeing articles where they're taking people's children who don't give their children vaccines and calling it neglect when it's illegal to do that. And it freaks me out to know the government is that lawless and that evil. And to read about some poor chicken farmer, the city wanted to take his land for an environmental preserve, so they killed him. The police went in and the house blew up, and they're telling people that he blew himself up. And my gut is they probably deep 16. And I've got that report that makes me absolutely want to just pull my hair out. Let's go back to your calls, and Sean Stone's joining us. Danny in New York, welcome.
Oh, man, I didn't think I'd be able to get on this fast.
Well, you are, sir, worldwide. Please hit me.
All right, man, I want to talk about entitlements today. You know, Governor Christie came out talking about we became an entitlement country and everything, but they force us to take Social Security from birth, like even though we don't need it. This is just something that's been.
No, that's how they do it. They take your money, steal it, pay you back 5 cents on the dollar, and then tell you how you're dependent as they shut your jobs down and ship them overseas with tax incentives. They cut your legs off and then make fun of you for being crippled.
Right. So, you know what? I got a letter from Social Security Administration from Cheryl Sorokin, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have gotten this. But it says, and I quote, "The Social Security Act does not require a person to have a Social Security number to live and work in the United States, nor does it require a Social Security number simply for the purpose of having one." Now, if that's true, why does all the businesses like tend to tell you you gotta have a number in order to?
It is illegal to make you give a Social Security number for anything but the administration of that program. That's on record, and until a few years ago, it was on the card. But because notice the illegal aliens don't need it for jobs or for in the many cases or for bank accounts. It's only for you. The U.S. citizen is known as the galactic chump. Have you heard my right whale analogy? The right whales were down to just a few dozen, almost extinct, when they were one of the most plentiful whales in the sea. A gregarious, bumping boats, playful with humans like dolphins. Very slow, sweet, trusting. So the whalers call them the right whale. It's the right one to kill. And that's what we're known as. The New World Order sees us, and they see in neon, chump idiots. They see Americans, whether you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, they don't care. They see Americans as suckers, as food on the table. And we've got to wake up to that and realize we have turned into a joke.
Not me, not anymore. I'm fighting it. I just want to thank you for the last time I spoke to you about the family court, and you told me to start something up with a men's program, and I'm working on that, you know, because I'm the guy who told you that you need to persevere, that, you know, it's not he who wins the race. It's like you got to go to the end. I gave you a quick Bible quote the last time I spoke to you, and I'm just trying to talk fast,
I remember, and that meant a lot to me, and you're absolutely right. It's just like George Washington. It's not about winning the battles. It's about never giving up. I mean, the North Vietnamese lost almost every battle, but they won the war because it's about never giving up. I mean, even if somebody's clobbering you and you keep fighting and hurting them, it gets old for them. They want a quick victory, and you just chew on their heels, bite them. I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to here. God bless you, brother. Sorry, I got to cut you off quick. You know, I'm so long-winded. Sean Stone's coming up for about 50 minutes, then I promise. Back to your phone calls and a ton of news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is hour number two. We'll have open phones and news, including the latest on the corporate media trying to cause a race war in this country. It's now completely confirmed. The Justice Department, MSNBC, they're all involved. The inside intel we've got is in the next 72 hours, well, now less, the next 68 hours or so, they're going to announce that they're not going to prosecute him because there's four witnesses that Trayvon Martin was on top of Zimmerman punching him in the face. This is purely about getting the American people fighting with each other. Does that mean that there isn't such a thing as walking while black or driving while black, and that blacks do get unfairly targeted sometimes? Obviously, that's going on. I can see why people get mad. But it's a manipulation by the social engineers. Undoubtedly, that's why MSNBC has been caught putting out fake video, fake audio, red-handed, trying to make Zimmerman sound like a racist. That's why the White House has been promoting it. That's why you see now Sharpton, all these people pushing uprisings and saying, do you want violence? And the new Black Panther Party saying, we need blood in the streets, kill white people. This is because government run by the foreign banks does not want us getting together against Goldman Sachs, the New World Order, the TSA, getting together under the Bill of Rights, Constitution, family, private property, the free market. They don't want us to say no to carbon taxes. They don't want us to say no to the open borders. They don't want us to say no to the New World Order. They don't want us to say no to tax incentives to ship our jobs to China. They don't want us to wake up, which is starting to happen. And so they are actually trying to get riots going in this country. Right as they try to launch new wars, they had the aircraft carriers last week. They announced we're going to leave the Persian Gulf. They sent another one and had the others double back. First time that's happened in decades. That was in Reuters. I covered Monday. So the aircraft carriers, it's all back on. I mean, this is crazy what's going on right now. Now, about a week and a half ago, Sean Stone, of course, a TV host, a director, writer, been in more than 100 movies. On the latest was Wall Street, his father, of course, Oliver Stone. He said, look, we've got to do more. I know this congressman's got an impeachment bill in. It's not getting attention. We've got to produce something like the Kony 2012 video, but not something that's based in lies and propaganda to launch a new war, something based in truth. And I said, well, you know, what's your idea? And he said, I'm going to cut an audio piece. I'd like you to add video to it. And I'd like you to get behind saying, look, we've got to impeach Obama. And I said, absolutely. So a week and a half later, Rob Jacobson and some of the other crew have put together this 9-minute video that we're going to premiere at the bottom of the hour. And then Sean will continue on with us until the hour is over. And after we premiere the video, an article is going to go up at Infowars.com that Kurt Nimmo is putting together right now. He's been putting it together for a few days. The problem is, when you talk about high crimes and misdemeanors, I mean, it's just clear. The sub-articles in the Constitution, you launch a war without congressional approval, it's a high crime misdemeanor. It is treason. Because you're trying to become a dictator. That's the danger in every country throughout history, from Caesar on. From Julius Caesar right through Augustus Caesar to Caligula to Nero, right through to Hitler. And we see this happening now. It's what happens in third world countries all the time. But he went further. He said, I don't just do this turning my office into a dictatorship, which even mainstream newspapers are now saying. Last week when he told the Supreme Court he could overrule them and that they didn't count. Even the Washington Post said this is dictatorial behavior. And again, it's not that Obama himself would be a dictator. The office is under the National Security Council and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase that put him into power. They already have installed presidents and prime ministers in a score of European countries, in Eastern Europe, in third world countries in Latin America. They have Goldman Sachs people who are installed as the presidents and prime ministers. Italy, with Monti. Same thing in Greece. They tried it in Iceland for a year. The normally peaceful Icelanders turned into the Vikings they are and said no. And it turned out 92% in that case of the debt was not theirs. The government was signing them on to somebody else's debt. Obama has done that. He's launched wars without congressional approval. He's hired nothing but foreign lobbyists. He signed the NDAA, totally unconstitutional, saying they can secretly arrest us, expanded torture. He's now arresting journalists who talk to whistleblowers who expose corruption. Bush didn't do that. Again, even the Washington Post was like, this is scary. That's the establishment. We have to impeach him or at least get the movement going to say to the world, this type of illegal power grab will be blocked, even if he is a power puppet. He's like a wicked globalist titan controlled by Kronos, to use an analogy. He's still a dangerous puppet charging over us. And are the Republicans bad? You bet. We'll try to impeach them, too. I tried to get Bush impeached. I tried to get Clinton impeached, and it worked to a certain level. They voted to start the impeachment and move the trial to the Senate, and then that got killed. The point is, the things Obama has done make Bill Clinton look like a choir boy, as bad as he was, all the evil. He makes Bush at many levels look tame, and it's going to get worse under the next president. We have to rein in these criminals. And so we're going to break this down in the video. He covers four big points. Kurt's going to cover 10 or more. And it's going to be an article and a video. After we premiere it here on the radio, the video will go live the next hour at Infowars.com, probably sooner, with the video on YouTube to go viral, and links to social media, you name it. And send a message to the crooks. We know you're criminal, and we're saying in the court of public opinion, you are impeached. In fact, I think I'm going to have another headline by Watson or somebody on top of this, or a duplicate of the video, and I'm going to call it, you know, something like, the American people have already impeached Obama. Court of public opinion impeaches Obama. I'm going to have that added to his, because that's the point here. Resistance is not futile. They tell you it is because you've got the power. By the way, we beat SOPA. They're back with a new bill to openly shut things down extrajudicially. It's all happening. Now, Sean Stone, host of the upcoming third season of Conspiracy Theory, joins us with Jesse Ventura and, of course, Tyrell Ventura. I'll be getting those guys on soon. And he recently went to Iran and simply said that he recognizes that it's the same God. That, you know, the Jews, Christians, Muslims, whether you believe that or not, that's what the Muslims believe. And he was saying, I recognize you as a thing of solidarity. The media said he converted to Islam. He was saying, I recognize, to try to de-escalate things. But, of course, the media spun that as well. Now, going to him, this is a big deal, and I'm glad you're doing this, and we should all do this. In fact, other people should launch their own videos saying impeaching for your own reasons. Just let's do something. Let's get this going. We've got the power. Sean Stone, very exciting. What we're launching here, instead of calling it Cunny 2012 with establishment fake viral spread that blew up, this is based in facts and will only grow. And, of course, we're going to call it Impeach Obama 2012. And it's going to be launched here today, right now. And it's up to the listeners and viewers on XM 166 and over 100 AM and FMs, Global Shortwave, WWCR, Infowars.com. It's up to you. We put the work in, done it. Now, we're giving you the ball. I mean, we're giving you the seed. You've got to plant it. You've got to put sun on it. You've got to water it. Sean, great to have you with us. Break down as we go to break here in about 3-4 minutes. What's coming up in the video and why you did this?
Hey, Alex. Well, yeah, the urgency is informing people that we, you know, we are currently, as we call it, in a state of martial law. We are going towards a state of worse insanity, as you're well aware of, and you're one of the few people out there that's actually raising the alarms on this. And the more I talk to people regarding, you know, why Obama is so dangerous, as you're well aware, most people seem to think, well, you know, he's a smart guy. He was trained at Harvard, and, you know, which usually means he's very dangerous, but, you know, he's too smart to allow things, you know, things like this to take, you know, martial law and assassinating American citizens. He must be justified. So I wanted to make it an infomercial, essentially, right? In contrast, as you say, to Kony 2012, because the point is, it's not about these wars abroad. It's not about war with Iran or war in Uganda or war anywhere else, or Syria, anywhere else, but right here at home, the war on the American people that's taking place right now and is escalating, as we see, and you point out, on a daily basis, not even just a weekly basis anymore. So if we don't start to activate people in the process of impeaching Obama, we cannot take our country back. You know, you say it's a republic, you say that it's your country. So I say, okay, fine, prove it. Start this process of impeaching him. You may not succeed, but in the process, let's spread this video. Let's make it viral. Let's get millions, hundreds of millions of people in America to at least realize what's going on, to become aware. And in that process, we're succeeding. And, you know, forget about the election in 6 months. We don't know if that's going to come.
Exactly. You know, roll over and die. If people
November,
don't.
It's November. What if we don't make it to November?
Exactly. If people don't throw.
What if we have a whole new country by then?
Exactly. If people don't throw themselves behind this, then they should just roll over and die. Continue, Sean.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think sometimes Skype doesn't sync, and then when I talk to you, you can't hear me, and it cuts the feed up. Can you hear me now? All right, we're having a Skype issue with him, but that's okay. Sean, can you hear me now? Okay, we're going to bring him back up after the break. So that was a Skype problem there. This is very, very exciting. This is very, very important, and it's true, and he's put together a very nice presentation, and we merged it with our video and some clips. Rob Jacobson did a superlative job, so did some of the other graphics guys like Marcos Morales and Darren McBreen and John Brown and others that contributed to this piece, and we've done the work here. We're begging you. He's saying we're under U.N. command. He has the generals telling the Congress we take orders from the U.N. He's saying he'll arrest and disappear citizens. The NSA last week told Congress, under presidential order, they're not going to tell Congress about the new NSA base and what it's doing in Utah. Congress passes the laws and has the money. Like the legislature is in charge of the state police in every state. This is total criminal dictatorship by the bankers. And they're just hiding it in plain view. We've got to impeach Obama. The video's coming up.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Sean said that his internet completely died. That's never happened before, he was telling us. We hope it's just a snafu. But we are launching a movement here to supercharge the impeachment. Now, Chuck Norris came out in WorldNet Daily last week and did his analysis and also used InfoWars information and said that clearly this newest executive order is preparing for martial law. Another congressperson has come out in the Orlando Sentinel and said they've done an analysis. And this executive order isn't if we get nuked, like the old one said, for martial law. It's for any reason, including the threat of an emergency. Sean, you've got the floor. Continue breaking down why we need to push for a movement to get impeachment going, because the ball started to roll. Now it's going a little bit faster. If we just do it, these crimes are so open, we've at least got to publicly say no to it, or they're setting the precedent to go hog wild.
Right. No, I mean, we have to recognize that there is no difference between the Democratic and Republican parties as they now stand. We've been taken over by these two factions. They're ruled ultimately by the same people, which is a financial elite and oligarchy. And if we as the people do not rescind the power and say we are capable of impeaching the president, that is the most empowering act that we as American citizens can do at this point. It's not to go to an election and vote for one of the two parties that are being, you know, promulgated upon us. It's to say, no, you have violated your contract with the people, Obama in this case. We're going to lay out the points that we're basing his impeachment upon. And to say that we are not going to stand by and allow you to take away strip us of our civil rights, put us in a position of constant warfare and fear of warfare, and the continued bailout of a banking system for debts that we did not accrue as people. I mean, ultimately, we know that these debts that are being paid to the banks and being the leverage that's being used against our economy, against our future, is not accrued by us. We're not benefiting from this. The American people are not benefiting from this. It's a small little faction based out of Europe and Wall Street, which is an extension of the British Empire. And that's it. That's what he represents. So impeach him. Take the power back to the hands of the American people. And then say, whoever comes in next, you better be afraid. We're not going to be afraid of you. You're going to be afraid of us. Right? That's the whole point. That's what at least the Nixon impeachment worked on psychologically, was the sense that we don't trust you. And if we, you know, the next president that comes in, you should be a lame duck in our hands. Now, unfortunately, Kissinger was still there and all the, you know, the bad guys were still around for his administration. But there was still a feeling, at least, of empowerment at that moment.
I think you've hit the heart here, Sean. It is an American tradition of common sense not to trust government and to keep government in line because, like fire, it's a dangerous servant, fearful master, as George Washington said. Instead, Obama is this cynical liar who said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, wouldn't hurt whistleblowers, the most open government, was going to do all this. He's lied about everything. He's such a cynical liar, he makes Bill Clinton look honest.
Well, that's what's so dangerous about him. That's precisely what the danger is. It's a cult leader. It's someone who's mastered his voice tone. I mean, frankly, if you listen to him, the first time I heard him, I said, this is an actor you're dealing with. He doesn't sound, his voice pitch doesn't sound like, it sounds like it's trained. It doesn't sound natural to me. Right? And so the tone of his voice is what hypnotizes crowds. So they sit there and they go, oh, he's so smart. He sounds so intelligent. Well, yeah, it's about how you present yourself. It's not actually what's, you know, what is he, meanwhile he speaks with one tongue about, as he said, you know, whether it's, you know, not allowing political lobbyists or allowing, transparency on the bills, you know,
no signing statements, a week to read the bills, and right. He does the opposite, not going to sign the NDAA, does sign it, says he didn't want the power, turns out he ordered the power. I mean, it's so Machiavellian. I mean, there'll be like 9 levels of lies. With Bush, it would just be in your face, I'm doing this.
Well, as you pointed out, when you made the Obama deception 4 years ago, KRS-One was the guy who said, you know, this country was on the verge of revolution against Bush. We hated Bush. It was so open what he was doing, and in terms of the neocon movement behind him that was going towards these imperialistic wars, and in the Patriot Act, all these things were obscene. But at least it was like we knew it. My dad made a film called W about it, and so I got to point out a lot of the impeachable offenses that he made. But at that time, what should have happened was we really needed a president who was going to stand up like an FDR or a Lincoln and say, you know, we're going to basically take the strong executive, start to actually bring, you know, help our people, support, build infrastructure, to, you know, support the technological uplifting of our people again, and re-encourage industrialization, all these things that will basically lift the level of the working man and the middle class. And instead you get a guy who says that and ultimately works for Wall Street and works for the British Empire, which is what's Obama.
And he's trying to pass all these carbon taxes and putting it through without even passing it to shut down what's left of our economy. Our economy's dying on the table, and he's stabbing it with an ice pick going, let me take care of you. You're not feeling too good? We're going to come back with Sean Stone, folks. This is your chance to take action. We're going to premiere this video on the other side. Impeach Obama 2012, that's the political slogan. That's the point. That's what we've got to start pushing. And we'll break down what's in the video and then get to it straight ahead with Sean Stone.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth. That have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Sean Stone is our guest. We're about to premiere this video that we've been working on for a week and a half. And the title of the video, it'll be live in the next 20, 30 minutes at YouTube in an article that Kurt Nemo just finished at InfoWars.com. We're going to call the article, Obama impeachment 2012. We're going to call the video Impeach Obama 2012. But it's Impeach Obama 2012 movement, just like Coney 2012. But this is a grassroots situation. We don't have the State Department and every corporate media whore system pushing it. It is up to you to get this video that we're about to premiere out to everybody. And again, this idea is with Sean Stone. The audio you're going to hear is his narration with the video and the different clips here. Sean, we're about to go to this video here in a moment, but any other points you think that are important to make, or we can make them when we come back?
Yeah, I mean, just the one thing I remember is, you know, from the beginning, I was suspicious of Obama, and I'll tell you specifically, I was at a dinner with the wife of Rupert Murdoch, and she hosted this, and so there was quite a few wealthy individuals there, and this is 2008 in the summertime, coming into the election. And we were asking, you know, well, what do you think? What do you guys think about the election? Do you care who wins, if it's McCain or Obama? And the attitude was, no, we didn't want Hillary to run. And if you recall, there was some fraud going on in those elections in Florida and Michigan, I believe it was, that were not like qualified as the Electoral Caucus going into the Democratic primaries.
Yes.
That was when the deal was made for Hillary to come on as Secretary of State. And that was very clearly stated to me that the intention was not for Hillary to become president. And so long as it was either Obama or McCain, there was no preference. And then one of the European, this is exactly the symptom of the oligarchy, was this guy, I won't tell you his name, but he runs a major fund of funds. They give their money to people like Soros. He kind of scoffed at when I mentioned Soros. Soros was supposed to be at the party, and it was like, Soros is a small potato. We give him money. That was the attitude of this guy. And he's, you know, Anglo-French, basically, that imperial faction that he comes from, trained in that school. He said to me in French, you know, I have no concern. We have no concerns about Obama except for the fact that he's black. And that was an indication. What he was indicating with me was, because he's black, there's a potential for him to sympathize with the underclass. If that was ever expressed, he could be a danger. But as far as we're concerned, everything else, he's controlled.
Well, he's shown himself particularly ruthless. He doubled the funding for basically forced abortion in Africa and a lot of other things. So that's really pleased the system. He's been really into aborting black babies as much as he can. So that, I think he showed himself well to them.
Well, yeah, the point was that simply there, if there was ever any inclination of the man to ever have this sympathy for the underclass, you know, that comes as a black man in America, a minority, or, you know, whether it's Latino or black, but there's this historical revolutionary tendency, as we know, right? If that ever showed it in itself, he would have been offed. And that's why consistently throughout his presidency, remember, they always had this potential for an assassination plot. And that was to trigger a race war, as you've commented on the Trayvon case.
Yeah, and now they're doing it. It's incredible. I've always said Obama could be the false flag, but they have been caught. MSNBC, the White House, the Justice Department, trying to start a race war, and now they've got these feds out there saying, let's get white blood flowing. You know they're feds. Anybody else would be arrested.
Yeah, all these are exactly the kind of conditions they're trying to create. At the end of the day, they are because they are opening up these doors for martial law and creating on the books these precedents. I mean, why would you announce, for example, that you assassinated American citizens unless you're trying to put out a warning to people to say you are next? You know, don't people have to understand that? So why would they even announce that? Why not just...
Why would they have the head of the CIA 3 weeks ago come out and say, we're watching and listening to all of you without warrants. We don't need warrants. And last week, Congress said, we want to know about these giant new NSA bases. And the executive said, literally go to Hades.
Right.
Congress was told, you don't get to ask questions. We are the bosses now. I mean, it's happening.
They need to set the precedent. And the point is, it's psychologically breaking the American people down to the point of, this is 1984 and Brave New World, all in one. You know, we're telling you the truth, but you're so distracted by American Idol and what Kim Kardashian and some celebrity is doing that you don't give a damn that your country is no longer a republic. And if you don't take that power back, let's see where we are in 5 years. Let's see how horrible it can get, because no one expected that, you know, Nazi Germany would end up becoming as horrific and destroyed as it was. I mean, people weren't aware of the concentration camps, you know, per se. They weren't, you know, they were aware of the wars. They were aware of the austerity programs that were being done to them. But they believed in the sacrifice for the homeland. So the point is, where is this going to end? We don't know. All we know is that we are on a course to hell right now. And, you know, with that, I would say you present the video.
Well said, my friend. Is it not heartening, though, that we've now got at least 10 different Congress people talking about Obama trying to set up a police state and introducing impeachment legislation. Chuck Norris came out, wrote a WorldNet Daily article plugging my show and saying I was writing my research. And
the action hero?
Yeah, I mean, I've had Chuck Norris on the show before, but the point is Chuck Norris went against the other WorldNet Daily writer that said, oh, this executive order's no big deal. But in Chuck Norris's article, he admitted that Bush was bad and engaging in imperial-type activities, but that Obama was trying to overthrow the Republic itself. I mean, that really shows that Chuck is starting to wake up. My point is there's major buzz on all this.
There is, and let's intensify it now. Let's bring the pressure, because if we put the pressure on them, the point is that this is how you basically destabilize their takeover. The more awareness you put on them, the more you basically back them into a corner. Whatever they do now, we're there pointing a finger. You see, that's the only way you defeat these guys.
And speaking of that, that's why we're going to go to this video right now and then go to break and come back and comment more. But here it is, Impeach Obama 2012, the video, the audio for radio listeners. Get this out to everyone. After the video, it'll be posted at Infowars.com with a red link as the top story. We've produced it. We put it together. It's now up to you. I hand the baton to you, the InfoWarriors.
March 7th of this year, Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina introduced House Resolution 107 into the United States Congress. The resolution states, whereas the cornerstone of the Republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that it is the sense of Congress that, except in response to an actual or imminent attack against the territory of the United States, the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Jones intended his resolution to express the sense of Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without the prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. Why does President Barack Obama deserve to be impeached? Here are four reasons.
Doing little or nothing at all will result in even greater deficits, even greater job loss, even greater loss of income.
One, the Obama administration not only endorsed the 2008 bailout policy, the funds from which did not go either to homeowners or for taxpayers' protection, but rather to the consolidation of private banks, many of them in Europe. There was no investment of any meaningful type in the physical economy. There was no protection of the American people, but rather an illegal commitment made on behalf of private banking institutions to commit the American people to paying a debt that the American people did not accrue. The trillions of dollars that were pledged to the private banking sector are backed by the assets belonging to the American people. This combines to represent the most clear violation of the principle of the general welfare in the preamble to the Constitution of the United States.
I also want to be clear about what we will not be doing. The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya.
U.S. boots are reportedly on the ground in Libya.
Two, the Obama administration conducted a war in Libya, which it claimed it did not conduct, with American forces that it claimed were not involved, for the purpose of overthrowing and then executing a head of a sovereign state, who was held in the custody of insurgent forces, financed and militarily supported by the United States, France, Britain, and other NATO countries. This was done despite the fact that the United States was either attacked or threatened with attack by the nation of Libya. Only the Congress, not the President, has the authority under the Constitution to declare war. But the Obama administration believes that it has that authority.
Do you think that you can act without Congress to initiate a no-fly zone in Syria? without congressional approval.
The administration recently asserted that its actions are above the laws of the United States in an exchange between Obama Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
What I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do.
The Obama administration thus does not believe that the Congress has the exclusive power to declare war, and accordingly, the president should be impeached.
Let me welcome Prime Minister Cameron of the United States of New York. Obviously, there is an extraordinarily special relationship.
3. The Obama administration sides with the imperial power of Great Britain, and proudly so, in what has been called the special relationship. Through that special relationship, the United States, as a result of the false intelligence advocated by Tony Blair, claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and conducted a preventive war against Iraq in 2003. Preventive war was declared a crime against humanity by the Nuremberg Statutes of 1947. But now, on March 13th of this year, Barack Obama and David Cameron declared their intention to seek the removal of the Syrian regime of President Bashar al-Assad, a regime that has shown no intent of threatening or attacking the United States Republic. This shows Obama's intent to continue a policy of war, for the commission of which the Nazis were sentenced to death in Nuremberg. If President Obama intends to finance, arm, or in any way militarily support the rebel factions against the president of Syria, he has a constitutional requirement to approach the Congress for a declaration of war. 4. President Obama has committed us as a country to a policy of indefinite warfare, including on American soil. On December 31st, 2011, Barack Obama signed into law the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, which includes provisions that state the Congress affirms that the authority of the President to use all necessary and appropriate force pursuant to the authorization for use of military force includes the authority for the armed forces of the United States to detain covered persons pending disposition under the law of war. When Congress defined such covered persons, exempting U.S. citizens from the language, they were rebuked by the Obama administration, which told them to remove U.S. citizens from being precluded. Thus, as a result, U.S. citizens can also be detained by the U.S. military indefinitely without due process or civilian trial. This now allows the United States military to arrest and detain without trial American citizens who are deemed enemy combatants. It abrogates the Constitution of the United States in the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, the right of the people to be secure in their persons against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, and that the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. All of these rights have been abandoned by the United States under President Barack Obama. Further, the president asks the country to believe him when he says that he will not use his power of the executive towards the arrest of U.S. citizens pursuant to the NDAA of 2012. However, the executive branch has already ordered the execution of an American citizen in November of 2011. The Obama administration has already assassinated an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was never tried in absentia, but was simply indicted by a secret court, according to the executive branch, who then ordered his assassination, a murder which also included that of his son, a 16-year-old boy, and a family friend. Considering the president's willingness to assassinate American citizens, are we really ready to entrust them with the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens in the course of so-called combat? After all, our Constitution promises the trial of all crimes, except in cases of impeachment, shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crimes shall have been committed. Now is the time
if we choose to surrender our republic to the machinations of dictatorship for fear of external threats, terrorism, and other amorphous enemies, then we do not deserve the republic, which was given to us by our forefathers and promised to us based on the pledge that it is a republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Consequently, as a republic belonging to us, we are not accountable to the president and the Congress. They are accountable to us. And should the president presume dictatorial powers, regardless of the state of war that he may claim we are now in, he must respond to our demands to protect American citizens from unauthorized illegal detention by the military, and to annul this National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. And if he does not do so, then he deserves to be impeached immediately. But if we say nothing today, where will we be tomorrow?
All right, my friends, what are you doing in this time of great? Ask yourself, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? We'll be right back after this break with Sean Stone, the super high-quality version.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, what I got cut off by the break trying to say was a high-quality video audio version of Impeach Obama 2012 has now gone up on InfoWars.com. It's right there on the front page. Right now, went up like 60 seconds ago. Hit refresh on your computer. Get the video. Get it out to everybody. Incredible job by Sean Stone. And, of course, Rob Jacobson, who put that together with some of the other crew here on the graphics. A lot of work went into it. It's basically a 9-minute, 55-second documentary. Please get it out to everyone. It's devastating information. We had the audio turned up a little too high at first, and the computer froze in there, so that's okay. The high-quality version is now at Infowars.com. Most of you probably didn't even notice the audio was overdriven a bit, but we're perfectionists around here, at least striving towards it. But very exciting because I'm fighting back. And every time I fight back, I just have success, and I get stronger. And I know you're taking action as well, but here's the Chuck Norris article. The benign and benevolent President Obama. Chuck Norris blast unprecedented reckless abuse of executive power. And the last week, three more Congress people have come out and said they've had the lawyers in the House look at the new executive order, something we looked at 3 weeks ago and were called conspiracy theorists, and that it does grab unprecedented power. Before they had it on the books since 1950, that if there is a nuclear attack or a giant war and we're being bombed, that yes, civil emergencies put in by the president. Obama says now for any emergency or the threat of an emergency, including economic, and Congress isn't involved. And I saw all these neocons come out and say, oh, this is okay. And I want to say good job to Chuck Norris. You know, I don't normally come on here and say great job, Chuck Norris. The point is that really he's flying in the face of dozens of neocon publications. Drudge called it like it was correctly day one. Chuck Norris has called it correctly. All the other neocon sites, including, and I like Roland Daily overall, they wrote articles basically saying I was wrong and it wasn't that big of a deal. I'm sorry. I don't know what planet you're living on. We're in trouble. We're not in Kansas anymore. They're sticking their hands down our pants. They're buying hundreds of millions of bullets, armored mobile checkpoints, federalization. I mean, you'd have to be crazy, Sean Stone, to not see that we're following a very accelerated trajectory towards open totalitarianism. Sean Stone.
Yes, sir. Is that a question?
Well, no. I mean, I want your take on that, this accelerated trajectory.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with economics. I think it has to do with the economic meltdown that people like my friend Lyndon LaRouche have talked about on your show and others have pointed out for years, which is that this is not a sustainable trajectory of speculation, that these banks have basically they've used the leverage of what used to be our industrial economy to play games with derivatives and whatnot. They've basically leveraged themselves out. They now are bailing themselves out with the rest of our future wealth. But overall, they know that it's over. It's contracting. It's collapsing in Europe at the moment. And who knows when it's going to go here? I mean, there's a lot behind the scenes that we don't know, right, Alex, in terms of what the bankers are actually dealing with and assessing. But I think the economic meltdown is exactly the reason why they are going rapidly towards this martial law scenario, which is basically potentially, how do you basically go to austerity measures in a country like the United States, which is what they're doing in Greece, for example, right? If you get those kind of austerity terms here, do people come out and start revolutionary activities? How do you quell it? How do you basically make people disappear? How do you arrest them as economic terrorists, as, whatever kind of terrorist they want to name? It's a ridiculous term. The point is, it doesn't have any meaning. No more than Al-Qaeda has meaning anymore because it's so amorphic. And even military personnel will tell you that, Al-Qaeda really doesn't exist. It's what they decide to call, that person. Okay, he's part of that cell.
Sean Stone, stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes. I want to hear some of the ideas you have to help make this go viral. Then phone calls. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.